This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 63. How to create a culture of thinking to get a 7 or higher on the IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we are going to do an experiment to help you guys create a culture of thinking, be more of an interesting person, get that 7. If you need a 7 or higher on your next IELTS exam, we have prepared a free IELTS cheat sheet just for you. Get the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS for free. Go now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and download it immediately. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica. What's going on? How you doing?
I am doing wonderful because I decided to give myself a present this month.
What present? Yeah. Well, what's the present that you gave yourself?
I subscribe to the Sunday New York Times. So
how cool.
I know. It's such a treat. So this past Sunday is the first Sunday I got it. And it's, you know, this huge, amazing collection of information is just delivered to my door. And it takes me all week to read it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And I bet this would be a really good idea for our listeners to do something similar, right?
Yeah, so this is something that's come up quite often lately. We've been talking about how to improve, you know, different skills for the test, specifically like vocab, grammar, reading, all of these different skills we've been talking about. And I keep telling people to get the Sunday paper in English because there are so many sections and so many topics. So today we thought we'd do a little experiment.
I love experiments. Let's do it.
Yeah. So Lindsay, do you want to explain the experiment we decided?
Yeah. So what you're going to do, Jessica, is you're going to open your newspaper right there, the New York Times, and you're going to select an article, right? And let's talk about how we could use this wisdom from the New York Times, the vocabulary, the ideas, the topics on the exam, on the IELTS exam in different parts of the test.
Yeah. So I'm gonna like literally close my eyes and point.
Okay.
And then that's we're gonna tell you guys why that's helpful on the test. Okay. So let's get started. Okay. I'm closing my eyes.
No peeking.
Blindfold. I close my eyes. Okay. So travel section, I landed on The Frugal Traveler.
Oh, interesting.
High-end Paris for 1/10 the price.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Sounds intriguing. I want to read it.
I know, me too. Okay. So what do you think, Lindsay? How would this help an IELTS student reading this article about Paris?
Well, I think one topic here that's interesting is it seems to be a bit of a trend, right? This idea that people want to go traveling, but they want to save money and they want to experience the great places in the world, right? This backpacking idea or staying in hostels. Mm-hmm. So maybe on the speaking test, there could be a question about, well, first of all, obviously about travel, right? Do you like to travel?
Totally.
And then you could also go into when we get into, I think, speaking part 3, we talk about just kind of trends in society. Is that right? So we could go a little
bit
deeper into what this article talks about. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it definitely will help on the speaking test. Also on the listening test, there's in the first 2 sections, travel could be one of the topics. You might hear a conversation between 2 people planning a trip or, talking to a travel guide or a travel agent on the phone and taking notes. So this vocabulary, these ideas, this way of organizing our ideas and our thoughts could come up on the listening test.
test.
Yeah, this is going to be a good way to build our brain boxes, right, Jessica? As you say, build our brain boxes for the travel topic.
Exactly, exactly. And just the vocabulary and just the title, I mean, frugal traveler. Ooh, frugal's a great word.
It's a really good word. What does that mean? Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, so frugal means to not waste money.
Yeah. Right?
To spend your money wisely, to make your dollar stretch, as we say.
Totally.
So frugal, yeah, stretching your dollar, stretching your money. These are all like idioms and vocabulary you'll find. See it in context and then use it on the test. Yeah. Ooh, okay, cool. Mm. So I'm going to look at the contents, the table of contents for the magazine now. Close my eyes.
Okay, let's see what else you've got there.
Oh, interesting. So this is a food article. It says, discovering arayaki, an addictive Japanese dish of fish scraps and bones.
Oh, wow. What? I think I saw that article this weekend. Yeah. Oh, Japanese food is my fave. Do you like Japanese food, Jessica?
Love Japanese food. That was like one of the downsides about moving back to the States is Japanese food is so expensive here.
Yeah, it is. It's such a disappointment. And this is a great topic. I could talk about Japanese food all day.
So what's your favorite? What do you miss most about eating in Japan? What do you think?
Oh man, I really like okonomiyaki. It's so good. The Japanese pancake, right? Oh, fantastic. Oh. Really creamy and yummy. And of course the sushi is great, but you know, that's just a given.
Right. Yeah, everybody knows about that, right? Have you heard of this arayaki?
No,
fish
that one.
Scraps and bones?
That one I have never tried. That sounds really out there, but hey, I mean, try everything once, as they say, right?
Exactly.
If you need to take the IELTS exam this summer, but you're not sure where to start, you don't know what step one is to get on the right track to get a 7 or higher, we can tell you the 7 easy steps to get a 7 or higher. Go right now and download your free IELTS cheat sheet. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and download it for free immediately.
Okay, so where could this help on the test? Well, honestly, I mean, this is at a level of writing that is really high level. So this could be an article you would see in Writing Passage 3. Mm. I mean, sorry, Reading Passage 3, because it's going to be difficult with a lot of new vocabulary, very high level writing. So this, you could see something like this on the reading test.
Wow. Wow. Do you think that the IELTS, the reading test passages are about the same level as the New York Times? Are they that high?
Not as high as the New York Times, I would say. Passage 3 could possibly be at the same level almost, because the New York Times is like the highest level. It's the highest level you're going to read in a newspaper.
Okay.
And on the IELTS test. So if you challenge yourself by reading these difficult things in the newspaper, then you're going to be ready for anything IELTS throws you, because that's going to be the hardest that you'll find.
You know?
And reading passages 1 and 2 are definitely not going to be that hard.
I like that idea. It's just like preparing for a marathon, right? We run even more than 26 miles when we prepare. And then for the test or for the day of the race, we will be more than ready for those 26 miles because we've pushed ourselves during the preparation period. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's, you know, that's the other idea that's been creeping into our message more and more lately is to challenge yourself outside of what you're comfortable practicing. So reading the New York Times is a definite challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. You want to do one more?
Okay. Let's do one more. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. Close my eyes and point. Ooh,
this says, a good one.
Listen, this says, listen, the Ethicist's weekly podcast.
Ooh, cool. The Ethicist. Ooh, interesting. So we're talking about ethics on a podcast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is one of those like Q&A type things, you know, like Dear Abby, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So people write in or email in questions that they're dealing with in their life. And in this case, it's going to be about right and wrong. You know, what you feel is morally right or wrong or ethical in life. Yeah. So evidently, this section also has a podcast. I didn't even know.
And we just want to let our listeners know, guys, there are tons of amazing podcasts popping up right now. So now is a very cool time to be a podcast listener. So go outside of ESL, check out some new podcasts to get ready for your IELTS exam, and you will be building these vocabulary words that you need and getting confident. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So go on to the nytimes.com website. You can find some definitely challenging podcasts as well that are going to help you prepare for the listening test. And of course, all of these things we've talked about, all of these resources from the paper and the website are just going to make you a more interesting person to talk to.
That's it, right? As we said before, you'll be much more interesting at a cocktail party. You'll have topics just bubbling up in your mind and you'll just feel better, right? You'll get to get that rhythm and conversation with people that you're looking for.
Exactly, exactly. Because you're not going to run out of stuff to say or repeat a story you already used. I can't tell you how many times I start a conversation with, oh my gosh, guess what I heard on the podcast yesterday? Or I read the most amazing article this morning. Like I start a lot of my conversations like that.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And that's so, and that way you're going to be connecting with the right people, right? People who also like to read and are interested in what's going on in the world. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And like we've been talking about recently, guys, if you can come up with interesting things to talk and write about on the test, it's going to set you apart above and beyond other students. So, you know, this, what we are talking about today really helps you in every part of the test.
Right. You're not going to run out of ideas when it comes to that speaking part two or three where you're feeling stuck, right, Jessica? It's almost like we've talked about creating a culture of reading, and this is creating a culture of thinking about things that are happening in the world, in our own minds.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Creating a culture of thinking. Just that by itself is awesome.
That is awesome. That's awesome. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, cool. I really like our advice today. This was super fun to talk about.
Absolutely. So the takeaway from today is create that, just get those ideas bubbling up, use the New York Times or, you know, a resource like the New York Times, and that can be your source of ideas that can take you beyond that 7 on the IELTS, right, Jessica?
Exactly, exactly. Push yourself, challenge yourself, and practice.
Love it. Thanks for hanging out. This has been fun.
My pleasure. I like our experiment. Okay, have a good day, Lindsay.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.